Hello there, my name is Andrew Gard. I am the founder for the RITMAP protocol, which is available from RITMAP.org. As I like to say, respect to the copyright. Well, that's a bit of marketing copyright in there. Long story short, I'm the one behind the RITMAP protocol, which I have made fully open source. The concept came from an idea I had about 6 to 7 months ago, in which I thought it was just a good idea, and nothing ever happened with it. It was just staying as a concept in my head at the time. During December, it was decided that it was a good idea and it should be converted into a full-blown protocol. In about 7 to 14 days, an early protocol was written up. This was an achievement for me, as I am dyslexic. My co-admin on the RITMAP project was taken aback by the fact that it was actually as long as it was. As such, on the 25th of December 2004, the protocol was first announced upon the public. The RITMAP protocol is fundamentally a very simple XML delivery solution. You will be able to get updates from various RITMAPs via decentralized peer-to-peer networks. As such, we the developers do not have any control on how the users use the RITMAP protocol. The RITMAP can hold information about hash tables for various solutions. It is not tied into any hash solution. But, as yet, the format is not written in stone. There has been a lot of rethinking of the RITMAP's XML format. There are a lot of errors which are going to be tidied up before version 1 is released. It was just written in such a short time that there have to be a lot of things that have to change for the better. All the data should be delivered automatically to the user. As such, all the data must be verified before being permitted into the database on the user system. All updates should happen without the user knowing. In fact, each update should be verified as being correct, and this should happen autonomously without the user even knowing it. The first alpha version for me of RITMAP might not be able to do this, but it's more important, I believe, to show people a work in progress. But do trust me, it will be done in a future version of RITMAP. In fact, a lot of things will happen in future versions. Talking about updates, the updates to the XML, this could happen every day if the publisher of that RITMAP chooses to do so, and this will probably happen with some, but I don't recommend it, as this would rather slow down. As such, I personally recommend an update of once a week. This is because of the way peer-to-peer works and the sort of delays which can happen between publishing and relaying between users of that RITMAP data. If we have a lot of updates in a short time, in a short period, the updates will not propagate very quickly as fact. This is due to the fact that a very large number of users in a very short period of time will require the data. If we extend a delay of updates to a week, the numbers become more bearable over the network. So how are we going to stop unofficial updates? Simple, by using public-private key system to sign RITMAP files by their publishers. This is an attempt to stop abuse to the RITMAP update system from ever taking place. Once the update has been processed by the user's RITMAP software, it will be then able to display an update to this. Now, I'm going to talk more about my own version of the RITMAP protocol app. The one I have decided upon shall be display its output in HTML and not GUI. Now, this might come as a shock to most of you, but I'm not going to have my output as a GUI but HTML. But I think it's a much better delivery system for most people and the one that they are most used to, which most people understand natively for this sort of technology. This brings me to another subject. I am rubbish at graphics and HTML. So, if anyone wants to help me with this, then get in touch with me. I need someone to design the look and feel for my version of RITMAP. The web page, as said earlier, is where you control everything from the user gets their info or the RITMAP hash to where the RITMAP publisher will control the database to be published. It's literally everything. If you want to do the main RITMAP.org web page, I have no problems in that either because I'm no good at it. Now, all of this is open source under GNL, General Public License. That's a big thing. Others don't believe in them. I do. Another important thing is I see no technical reason why this could not be released also on the Mac and Linux, which might come as a big shock to a lot of people on this scene. I'm very keen on actually producing all three Windows, Linux and Mac versions of this app. I don't see it being too much of a fundamentally big problem. The big problem is actually writing the first version, which is in Windows. Anyway, I am a great believer that great software always comes from simple ideas. I think RITMAP is a bit like that. Also, there will be no appware, no spyware, none of that crap, just open source, how it should be. Go down to www.ripmap.org for more information on RITMAP. I think that says enough for now, so let's wait and see what tomorrow brings. Today is 8th of January 2005, and that's me, Andrew, saying bye-bye.